Well, good morning. 7:50 a.m. on Saturday, September the 18th, 2021. Try to cut down some of this noise here. It's 50 degrees. It's not as damp feeling as yesterday. It's cold though. My fingers are cold, my nose is cold. Wearing my hoodie. It's zipped up, but not. I don't have the hood up anymore. I took that down a little while ago. It's Saturday morning. It seems kind of lonely out here without Dave. Yeah, and it probably won't surprise anybody to learn that after we shut off the recorder, we stood around in my driveway for an hour and a half. Not quite an hour. Well, hour and a quarter. Two old farts. Shooting a breeze. Was good. Felt good. I didn't get my words yesterday. I got almost 1,500, but I didn't. I ran out of steam around 9:30. And it's like 500 more words. It's another 20 minutes, half an hour probably. And it's like now, I'm done. Done for the day. Morning. Missed 2 days altogether this week. So the ConvertKit Working Writers Challenge didn't go very well. Hasn't gone very well. We're at the end of the second week. We're halfway through. And I'm pretty much the only one doing it as far as I can tell. The other thing I noticed yesterday, last night, was I'm going to have to work this weekend. I'm going to have to write this weekend. I'm going to have to write a lot this weekend. Because For the Words is running one of their events. It's a Costa Rican themed event, because that's where their headquarters is, Costa Rica. We're in the same time zone. Which is interesting. Sometimes funny. But I took on a couple of their themed quests, which means I have to slay a bunch of the special monsters, which is what got me into trouble last time. When the event ended, and I still had one of those quests in my queue, and I couldn't finish it because I couldn't get the monster anymore. Also peeved me yesterday. I finished off a quest, finished off a mob. Thought I had things all shut down and all ready, and I went back and I had failed a battle. Lost and fled. I'm like, no, that ain't right. What's going on? Apparently I hadn't actually gotten to the point where I had the aggravating thing was like four words short of finishing it. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it was still running. So I wound up doing some patching yesterday. I still have a perfect record, at least on paper. It's one of the interesting game mechanics. It's like I can maintain my streak as long as I log in and say maintain the streak. I don't have to write any words, I don't have to do anything, but I do have to log in and hit it every day, and then I can repair the streak for free, as long as I do it every day. And somehow I failed to do that over the weekend, last weekend. So I had to do a lot of repair last night when I realized that my streak, which should have been over 800, was 5. And it's an interesting mechanic because it does let you keep things moving. It does let you maintain at least the illusion of engagement. You can repair your timeline up to 30 days back. And as long as you are willing to spend the stempos, you can repair it. I've got a bunch. So repairing it doesn't cost me any money out of pocket. It's just like trying to keep a handle on it, you know, trying to keep things moving, trying to keep the dream alive. Quiet here this morning. So yeah, Dave is back on the road. He's heading, well, he's gonna be in, what did he say? He's gonna be in Iowa. He's gonna have breakfast with the other guest, the other person who's been a guest here late. I think he said on Monday. And I've been sort of banging around this idea of doing a collaborative road trip. Some kind of pilgrimage or something. I'm still kind of liking the idea of taking the train. There's an Amtrak train that runs from San Francisco, I think so. San Francisco to Chicago. With stops in Denver and, I don't know, I think there's 6 or 8 others. 8 or 10 other places. I don't know, Salt Lake City is one of them. But, you know, I think, you know, split the cost of a compartment. Take the train to Chicago, pick up Dave. And then take it back to San Francisco. And then drop off when it comes back to Denver again. And he'd have to take that last leg on his own. A couple of laptops, some Wi-Fi. Wouldn't take much Wi-Fi, a laptop. As long as we can plug them in and keep the batteries alive, we don't have to, really have to depend a whole lot on Wi-Fi. Coming up on it. Get ready, stay with me. Monk post. I don't know. He and I talked about a bunch of things, and your vision of it is like it's going to be Rembrandt or Shakespeare or, you know, fill in the blank. And what you wind up with is something more akin to crayon. On the wall. It's just, nobody ever seems to live up to the ideal. And the truth is, it's never that bad. It's never crayon on the wall. Well, after I outgrew crayon on the wall, I haven't seen anything that is quite that bad since. But it's never going to be as good as you think it's going to be. But maybe you can get it to be half as good, and that's pretty damn good. But I think that's the big holdup for me in terms of pulling the trigger and making something happen, is that I have this built-up idea, this ideal. It's going to be Rembrandt. It's going to be Travels with Charlie. It's going to be On the Road. Kerouac and Thompson. That'd probably be Thelma and Louise. Jesus. Anyway, I think I like the idea more than I like the actual doing. I like the idea of picturing myself on a cafe in Paris or in a market in Mumbai or chilling out in a bar in Sweden or standing on a cliff in Norway looking out over the fjords. Which actually, I could probably manage to pull that off without too much difficulty. I'm sure it would be astonishing and wonderful. Renting a cottage on the Irish coast. Spending a year there writing. The irony of thinking about writing the great American novel, sitting in a cottage on the Irish coast isn't, it completely lost on me. It's kind of weird. I don't want to write the next American, I don't want to write a great American novel. I don't give a shit about that stuff. I'd like to write a good story. If I can write a good story, that's it. That's really the only ambition. Write a good story. But seeing Dave, walk with Dave, talk with Dave, made me really appreciate just how isolated everyone is. Not just me, everyone. I can understand the desire, particularly among extroverts. Ambiverts like me, it's like, yeah, well, okay, fine. I don't have any trouble being alone. I'm never really lonely. But it's nice to have somebody new to talk to us. I'm going to have new people to talk to this afternoon. I've got a SIFA board meeting. Always a good time. Yeah. It's probably best that that's all I say about it. Is up high enough now, and I'm getting out of the shady area, so it feels really good. My fingers aren't freezing anymore. Up on a lamppost here. Looks like it's a favored perch, judging from the embellishments on the top. So they say, as they would say. I'm going with embellishment. What am I reading? I'm reading romance right now. Susan K. Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R. Oh, what is it? I forgot. I finished Torn Canvas, which is so much fun. And then went right on to the next book that I can't remember the title of. That was a book I bought a few weeks ago and had some credit saved up and had to, if I bought a few books during a particular time period, if I bought some ebooks during a particular time period, I get like a credit enough to pay for another one. It's like buy two, get one three, one, get one free. I've got to buy it anyway, so it's like, okay, I know. Here's an author that I know and like. She's two books ahead of me. Let me just jump on those right now. I have a bunch of stuff. I've got, what have I got coming up? I've got a Glenn Stewart coming up. I've got, I don't remember. I got a lot of stuff, though. Dustin Tigner's new book is finally out. I think it's out. I think I saw that. He did the Arachnomancer, which is actually pretty good. I enjoyed Arachnomancer. A guy who's caught in a game, and he hates spiders. And so his spells all involve spiders. which is, it was fun. It was a good read. I'm trying to think what else I got in there. I don't remember. Because I've been locked in long series for the last few weeks. The reading challenge with the Royal Manticore and Merchant Marine ended. I don't know what's going to come of it, but we'll see. I turned in my list. It was 68 books, I think. They didn't count books. They count pages. Some of them were kind of short, but some of them were pretty long. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.